Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. I'm hiding from the heat here. 106 today with a heat index. Seriously?
Ooh.
In
Ooh.
Virginia? Excuse me?
Are you in Florida? No, you're in Virginia.
I'm having flashbacks, Jacqueline.
I'll bet. That's Florida weather
goodness.
There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And there hasn't been hardly any wind. I mean, it's no rain. I'm filling up my bird baths twice a day for the poor little critters out there, for goodness sake. I've got baby possum and baby raccoons out there, too, so I'm filling up an extra one. It's crazy.
My little cancer baby has to nurture everybody.
Oh, they're so darn cute when they're little like that. They look at me like, is this something for me to eat? So the dry food the cats won't eat, oh, they get that every night. Yeah, they're just hanging out in the property because I'm so private up here. You know, I'm so happy to have this kind of property in the city here that it's just good because one of my lots, I don't let them do anything to it. It grows wild. I have a lot of ivy out there. I have a Madonna garden. I have the bird baths and stuff. I have the bird feeders. Now, I don't want them to touch it because there's also a knoll that goes down before my fence, and that's where a lot of these babies are born. So I keep that sacred.
That would be you.
And bunnies.
The mother
of the
earth.
I get bunnies three times a year. I get bunnies. I love bunnies.
Oh, your little critters. There's a lot of them out there. They're definitely propagating this year.
Yes, yes. And so it's actually like I'm hoping that this heat spell is going to break soon because, whew, it's hard to stay outside for too many, you know, minutes, really. It's that oppressive.
But, oh, yeah. I think all of the East Coast is getting hit with some oppressive weather.
I know. Good grief. Crazy. But we'll make it through it. You can't change the weather.
You will.
My cats look at me like, can you turn on the wind and turn down the heat? I'm like, only inside the house. Anyway, we have a bunch of people on hold. We've got this new moon coming up. What do you think about that, Jacqueline?
Oh, I like this one, you know, because it is in Cancer and because it has that impactful part of really feeling and having that really soul shining of what the true emotions of the situation is. I also like it as a result of Venus, because Venus is still in Gemini and it's not in Cancer. So it still has that Mercurian way to it that really helps out emotionally when you start to think about the things that you're looking at that you love. This is a time where people, you know, with all the retrogrades and everything else, we're doing all this cleaning up, we're doing all this reorganization, and, you know, not a lot of what's going on right now is as much fun. But it's about nurturing yourself, and it's about really holding yourself in honor and in integrity with this, that rebalancing with Pluto and with Jupiter and with Saturn. All in opposition to that, it's really about honoring yourself, which I just love that about this. And, you know, with the Mars and Aries, it gives us time to really act impulsively on the moment to really do that. And so that's why I like it. What do you think about this new moon, Aphrodite?
Well, I feel a little bit differently about it because they're hitting my sun sign because my birthday's on Wednesday. And
Yes.
On the eastern seaboard, we have Libra rising, so there is a quadruple T-square, which is opposition you're talking about. Now, I also have two major planets in Libra in my 12th house, too. So it is, for me, it has to be about balance. I know that for a month, because the new moon's in effect for a month. And so I'm like, okay, so how do I balance things out? And I've been doing a pretty good job, okay. But I also feel, too, because these both the lights are on the cusp of Cancer and Leo, like my sun sign is. The Cancer part's nurturing and supportive and wants security, but the Leo part wants to go out and knock them dead, wants to be that dramatic person, be that creative person. And I think because of what we're going through with this pandemic, I think it's difficult for some people. And unfortunately, because these Capricorn planets are still retrograde, it is kind of a wait and see, but it's the perfect time to create the strategy when they move forward, because they move forward one at a time, a couple weeks apart, and by October 1st, they're all going to be direct. So what we create now, what we envision now, what we strategize now is only a couple of months away from coming into materialization in an amazing way, is what I'm seeing. So keep telling people it's going to be okay. Each door is going to open, and new things are going to come in, things are going to change, but these are ponderous planets. So they move slowly, they retrograde slowly, they come back in slowly. But this allows us, again, to take our security and our creativity and blend them together with this new moon. Okay? And then, again, try to keep in balance, knowing that we have to wait a little while until it actually manifests or materializes, is what I was seeing. I looked at it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing is, I love the fact that on the eastern seaboard, both the lights and Mercury and the North Node in Gemini are on that ninth house of metaphysics, God watching over us, the gates of heaven. And as you would say, Jacqueline, keeping the faith. Okay.
Mm. And it is, because and this is why I like astrology, is because it has confirmations there too. Because again, that optimism of mine, you have two sextiles, one to Pluto and one to Jupiter from Neptune, really creating that foundational belief in it, trust in it, process in it, and go, this is my passion, this is who I am, and this is what I need to build, okay? And it is all about that, that I believe here at this point in time. And like you said, doing the steps piece by piece and knowing in time, each step will get you one step closer and it will manifest. That, I think, is such a great synopsis of this new moon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I always like new moons because it's all about new beginnings. And even if you can't begin again, you can create a new attitude, especially with the Cancer energies that are available right now. I love those. Of course, I could be biased
with
the Cancer sun.
My little birthday baby.
Yes. So you're ready for the first one? Let's take care of these people, okay?
How about we do that?
Air code 256, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Kimberly in Tucker, Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hello,
how are
Kimberly.
You?
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing well.
Good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Woo! All right. 11.5.
Now, I celebrate my birthday for the entire month, Kimberly. Okay, I'm bad that way.
That's wonderful. That's what you're supposed to do.
So you have a special question for us tonight.
Yeah, I usually when I call into your show, because I'm just a neophyte when it comes to astrology. So I ask questions in reference to my chart, attempting to understand what's going on at the time, because I remember I asked about the North Node. But now I'm actually intuitively trying to figure out what's going on with Chiron in my chart.
Chiron. Well, you've been in your Chiron return now for a while. And What it's doing is opposing and attracting to your Mars and Uranus. And Mars and Uranus in your chart are in Libra. So it's about the balance that Jacqueline and I talked about at the beginning of the show. It's about wanting to be proactive about health and well-being and help other people with their health and well-being, knowing that you cannot always understand immediately what crisis you're going through or what crisis other people are going through. It's an opposition, so it's about examining it until you come to that calm conclusion, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. You have a Chiron in Aries, okay? And like she said, you're going through your Chiron return. And I'm going to take it a little differently than she is, because in actuality, it's a good thing for you to really work on yourself and manifesting what is right within yourself, using the wounded healer to heal yourself and transform and change, because you get stuck sometimes on distractions of others and helping others too much at points in time, okay, when you need to help yourself a little bit more, okay? And this new moon, in this same time frame, this new moon trines your Neptune, and it's a little out of orb with your Venus, but it has a little dance there that's really nice. Okay, so what this is all about is feeling the depths of your soul and feeling the beauty of your soul and allowing yourself to heal from some of the wounds from the past as well, okay? Because it is an Aries, you have that way of bursting out of it. Mars is conjunct this situation for you, so this is a great time to let go of old stuff from the past is what I'm going to tell you, because you can really heal it at this point in time with Chiron.
That is wonderful. Yeah, I resonated with all of that.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah, the nice thing I like, too, right now that's going on for you is that in your chart, you've got some beautiful trine energy going on with Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith. It's going through your 10th house of your career and what you envision for yourself as far as your life purpose here. And it's forming a beautiful trine to your Venus, to your Mercury, and to your Jupiter in Scorpio. So your psychic stuff is very good, and I wanted to mention one thing to you just because I saw it in my mind's eye. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've visited places that you've been in another life. I don't know. This gives you the ability in this time period for past life recall, okay? And if you don't know your ancestral past, you might want to look into it. If you had visions of being in a different area of the planet, another point in time, it might be a time to entertain that a little bit. Take a look at what you're made of. Your matrix is what I'm seeing.
Absolutely. I just contacted a past life regressionist last week. Y'all are both on it today.
All righty then.
Wow.
All righty then.
Wow.
You might find that very, very strong and beautiful for you, my dear. We're so happy you call in all the time. We appreciate your friendship.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Thank you both very much.
You have a sweet night, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Nice. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies.
Oh,
Jay Confucana. Jacqueline. Aphrodite.
I know that voice. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing okay. I'm just, you know, just, I don't know what's going on with the energies or something. Like I feel, ooh, right now. But, you know, you have a birthday, Aphrodite, on Wednesday. Cancer. Is that true?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And have been celebrating since the 1st of July. I celebrate the whole month. I know I'm a crazy girl, but I can't help it.
Yeah. But, yeah, great. Like, my dad's birthday is actually tomorrow on a new moon, so I just wondered what it's going to be like for my dad's birthday. I was going to go see my dad, but unfortunately he He didn't want me to go because of the COVID thing. So, yeah, so I'm going to phone him up. So, but, yeah, see how he's doing.
Okay. Well, so did you wanted to know mostly about your dad?
Sure, just for the birthday for my dad. Yeah, I don't have a time, though. But I know he was born, you know, tomorrow. And, I do have one city, but it's not even, it's a town. I don't know if he'll be on the map.
Do you know how old he's going to be or what year he was born?
Yeah, he's going to be 89 this year.
Okay. See what we can see for you. What part of the world was he born in?
Same province, Alberta.
Alberta?
There might be a city name or a town called Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D.
If I can find it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Thanks. You do have it, eh?
Found it. Yeah,
wow.
I do. I love this program, man. It's so amazing. It really is. Yeah. And, you know, it's so interesting because when you can get this information, I remember years ago when I started this path, 45 years ago, Jay, I was doing all of this manually.
Is it by hand?
I have computers, but by hand. And when I went back and reviewed him, though, I was only a few degrees off. I was pretty tight. I'm like, cool beans.
That was the great part about it is when you got the computer and you got to look at it, you know, digitally and see how close you were. It's always so much fun. That was a weird time in an astrologer's life with that transition from computer and doing them by hand. It was so interesting. But, yeah, I found the same thing the same way after that. So I was a little retro there.
That's awesome. When was the last time you saw him?
I saw him back in the fall sometime, but around October. But, yeah, try to talk to him. But, unfortunately, it's hard to get hold of my dad in a way, so... just because of family things his wife, so yeah.
That happened to me in my past with my father too, so I understand the frustration. You're trying to be the peacemaker. You don't want to be oppressive, but you still want to make contact. It's really kind of a difficult passage. I understand that. But your dad has a Libra moon that he was born with, but we don't know what time of day, so we're not sure where exactly that is in Libra. If he was born before midnight, right around midnight, it might have been close to Virgo, but it's interesting because Jupiter right now is returning to his Saturn, okay, in Capricorn, and which is really cool. And so usually what this does is that wherever he is, he's safe, isn't he?
Yeah, he's safe right now, yeah.
Yep. And it's a very interesting because his Jupiter was in very early Leo when he was born. So both the sun and the moon are kissing his Jupiter in Leo, which rules the heart, okay, on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, this is going to be a time when he can be thankful for whatever is coming his way. You know what I mean? He can be appreciated and appreciate others on his birthday. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I'm going to suggest, whether it's a card that has something special in it or a token or something like this, physical things, because of that Mars in Virgo, we know he does have a Mars in Virgo, okay? Physical things really display a lot more than words. He has a Mercury in Leo, and with that, he's a very proud individual, okay? So what I'm going to say is that if you see something that reminds you of your father, it would be better to pick it up and send it to him more than pick up the phone and say, hey, how's it going? Okay?
Yeah.
Is what
I'm
going to say.
I'll do both.
Yeah, because
Great. Here
again, it's nice. It's a nice little thing. And this year, he's going to be a little bit more sentimental or a little bit more emotional than what he normally is because of how the full new moon is affecting him. Okay, and so this is an interesting thing journey for him this year because he will be a little bit more nostalgic, memorable this year. Things like this, so little acts will go a long way. Is all I'm trying to say.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, the cool thing that I like about the chart is that right now, I know you may or may not necessarily coordinate with the woman in his life right now, but even if you don't have like a good compatibility with that person, I think right now that person's also helping him to maintain in a good way. And any other help that he gets from the outside, too. Now, is he recovering from knee issues?
Not really, but it's hard for him to get up. But, I mean, he's 89 years old,
yeah.
You know. So, tomorrow.
Because I think
so.
The knees and the ankles are a little bit weak. But I'm not thinking that there's anything that they're going to do about it at this stage of the game. But I am thinking, too, because the oppositions that are going on in his chart right now, again, when he does need help, he gets the help. And and he's still a pretty strong person, isn't he?
Yeah, he took his vitamins early, so, I mean, he's been doing...
Yeah, because Jupiter's forming beautiful trines with Mars right now, so is Pluto. So I feel like he's eating okay. I think he's getting what he needs as far as his inner matrix is concerned. I think that he really wants to do, I think he can do. But I don't see him looking for, like, a miracle to go back to being age 35. I don't see him doing that, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But I like the chart because Chiron's sitting on his north node in Aries. So he does seem to be proactive and compliant with trying to keep himself as healthy as he can be, and God bless him for that. That's great, and man, born in his era, this man is really trying to do the right thing. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. We can share lots of things on that thing. So he's into health stuff. I'm into health stuff too. So, yeah.
You know, and you're such a good ally. And you're such a kind and spiritual person. I'm sure your dad does appreciate whatever you can do with him, whether it's on the phone or cards, whatever. I think all that matters, you know, and he's a very good person, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did the best he could.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Again, years past, we've all had regrets, that we all forgive ourselves and others, and then we move forward and we do our thing. And right now, it seems to me with this new moon, he's balanced it out. He's balanced it out. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, we just have the moments now. That's all we got, right? I mean, can't look too far in the future, but, man, you know, ever since, you know, this COVID thing, it's just you look at your life a little bit differently, I feel. I think he has, too. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I think we've all been doing that, realizing that, you know what, just do the best you can. Protect yourself and others, and see it through, you know? Yeah. And it's sure not easy, you know? It's sure not easy.
No.
Most people are doing the best that they can, and they're very respectful, at least in my area. I don't know how it is in Canada, but here I think most people are just really being compliant for the most part, doing what they can do. But they still have to feed themselves. They still have certain things that they have to take care of, responsibilities, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I think everybody's just trying to do the best they can, and it's been hard being on hold for so long, you know?
Yep.
But I think if we use our patience and redirect ourselves to things we know that are safe,
do things that help other people, even if we can't sit in the same room with them eye to eye, you know, I think it's going to be okay in the end game.
Yeah. Huh. Thanks. I'll talk to my
welcome.
Dad and give him some messages. And like I said, if you run out of sage again, just give me a shout. I don't know how much sage you guys got left, so I can change some more. So, yeah, thanks much for the readings and insights over the years.
Always, always very, very happy to speak with you because you are such a beautiful spiritual being and everything. You didn't even ask one thing about yourself tonight. Do you mind if I say a couple things about yourself tonight?
Sure, if you got some time, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Jupiter's retrograde right now and in perfect trine to your Venus. Nice. So, again, you're trying to manifest your love for your father and maybe other people that are in your world right now. It's also just sitting pretty right now, all these retrogrades in your second house. And you do have a square to your natal Jupiter going on right now in Aries, which means that you would like to be much more alive and more active. But you, from what I know of you, you know, being in touch with you for this time period, but that you've been friends with us, your interactions sometimes speak louder than your outer actions as far as the way that you address things through your meditations and your smudging and your drumming and your prayers, right?
Yeah.
This is a time to do more of it for you, my dear. Do more of it for you. Okay?
Okay.
You know, Mars is going to be going through Aries for a long time this year. Usually Mars in Aries for 7 weeks.
Oh,
and it
really?
Moves on. It's not doing that this year. It's going forward in Aries. It's going retrograde through Aries. It's going to move through Aries again. It's not going to leave Aries until January 7th, 21.
Holy cow.
So you're going to be activated, reactivated, and activated again in this cycle, honey. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, great.
But once the planets that are in Capricorn now, both Jupiter and Saturn, they're going into Aquarius at the end of the year, okay? And as soon as they go into Aquarius, they're going to form beautiful sextiles to your Aries sun. And you're going to feel like whatever you had to deliberate upon, whatever you had to change, whatever strategy you wanted to create with squares to your Jupiter right now, it's going to bear fruit. And you're going to feel like, that's great. I did it. Oh, yeah. It's going to be okay. It's just a few months away.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree with everything
Beautiful.
You said. It's going to be good, Jay.
Yep. Mm. You know, you are such an amazing soul, and it's weird because you... I'm not saying you should have more of an ego... I'm just saying you should have more self-appreciation, my dear, for the goals that you create, for the divinity you give to yourself and others. You should appreciate yourself more for really delivering the gifts, okay, that the divine gave you when you came into this world, because you do a great job, honey, okay?
I do my best. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Wonderful. You have a sweet night.
I will. You too. Thanks, Jacqueline. You stay cool, both of you. And really love you. And we'll connect some time in the future, too. So thanks much. I'm grateful.
We'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Blessings. Bye-bye. Both of you. Bye-bye.
It's hard when you have your parents far away. Where are the people you love? It's been difficult for a lot of our clients, hasn't it, Jacqueline?
Yeah. And, you know, it is a part of trying to be creative and connect in new ways, in different ways and in other ways, because it is all about that real connection.
Absolutely. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 708, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Bozena. I was born in Poland.
I'm sorry, could you tell me your name again?
Bozena.
Could you spell that for me?
B-O-Z-E-N-A. Bozena.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
And what's your birthday?
January 14th, 1959.
And what time were you born?
That's difficult. I exactly don't know. My mom told me I was born in the morning.
Would you say early morning or after the sun came up?
No, she didn't say that.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
I'm
going
to run you by dawn.
I was born in Sosnowiec, then I supposed to spell it.
Yes,
it's
please.
S-O-S-N-O-W-I-E-C.
I got it. Call it.
Thank you.
And where do you live now?
I live in River Forest in Illinois, Chicago.
What city?
River Forest.
River Forest. Okay. I might not relocate you, BS, because we're not sure of the time. So, all right.
So, did you have a question for us tonight?
Chicago. I'm sorry?
Did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I am wondering, because for a long time I am by myself, and I am wondering, can I be in any relationship?
Only if they're your best friend.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
You have a Venus in Aquarius, okay? And with that, you're looking for that best friend. You're looking for that companion. There is a certain amount of alone time you need, period. But as far as a companion is concerned, you need somebody who you can get along with as far as a friendship is concerned first. It is all about that, okay? I am saying it is possible. What I am saying is, and this is a classic one, but you have a direct opposition with the new moon that's coming up tomorrow. And what, if you dream them, they will come. And so what I want you to focus on is, really, what kind of friendship you want, or what kind of life do you want to have with somebody in it, okay? Because it's going to have boundaries and limits. And I want you to really set a strong intent tomorrow about that and allowing that to come in. But the second thing about this is, and this is not necessarily the best thing but you in this time period, but you really need to be able to get out and meet people. So there has to be some kind of service or work or purpose that you're doing. To where you are out in the public, because I think by having a cause, having a passion, having something like that could really, and volunteering, do whatever you want to do for that, can really make that happen. Okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm thinking more about clubs, groups, and associations of people that are like-minded. Only because the lights on the new moon tomorrow are in perfect trine to her Jupiter and Scorpio in that 11th house when I set her up at dawn. But again, because without a birth time, it's a little bit harder to see this. But Pluto and Jupiter are both passing over your sun this year, my dear. And because of that, you could be really empowered by a long-term relationship this year before the close of the year. And I so agree with Jacqueline, because your Venus is in Aquarius too. That friendship, that feeling of connectedness, that feeling that a person that can really understand you and complete your sentences is one of the most important things to look for, okay? I do think the way that your chart is set up, you know, you need someone who has integrity. You need someone that's going to keep their promises. You need someone who is devoted to their family, okay, that has the ethics that you desire, but still can be a little bit of a rebel. You have to have a combination for a long-term relationship in your chart, okay?
Okay, and thank you very much. And I have a next question that's a very simple question, because I am worried about my job. Can you see any interesting job?
What are you doing for a living?
Oh, my God. That's what I don't want to do. I work as a nanny for 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great, because you're a natural parenting influence with all that Capricorn of yours. That's great. You could have been a great teacher too, my dear. Again, I think that there may be changes going on at the end of the year for you. So wherever you're working right now, you may end up finding other opportunity, or the situations around the children will change if you already have a stable job. But I don't necessarily see anything bad happening, because these planets in Capricorn are really in trine to your Mars in Taurus. Your reputation is good. You're very stable. You do what you do. You promise what you deliver, and you do it. I think you're pretty safe with this. Whether you stay where you are or you move on to another opportunity, I just don't see a big problem here. Do you, Jacqueline? I don't see it.
Yeah, well, I see why she's fearing it, okay, is just because the Sun is in conjunct her Mercury and her Saturn at this time, or just before this time. And so when you have that situation going on, it kind of makes you stress out. You're a problem solver, okay? You have that Mercury in Capricorn. I agree with everything Aphrodite said. But basically, the bottom line is you think, how do I fix this? This must be fixed. How do I fix it? It's a very mechanical mind, okay? This is about foundational shifts for your benefit. I agree with Aphrodite. Every single aspect to this is an easy aspect. It's one like a gift given. So the end result of this transformation and change with your work is going to be for your benefit. It's all a matter of you watching of what's going on and transforming and changing. You like control, my little cardinal baby, okay? But you don't have that control right now, okay? And that's where you get nervous and your head says, I don't have the answer to solve this, okay? You don't need the answer right now. You need to trust and say the answer will come. Like she said, with the trines going on, you're previous experience and your attention to that detail of fixing things is going to show like a neon sign. Your reputation is going to be out there to where this is going to secure the transformation and change for you. So it's not, I know it's going to be a little nerve-wracking, but it's not difficult. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you, and I have one maybe that's a really, really simple question, because I think this difficult times, everybody is worried, and I am one of them, about my finances.
Don't worry about it.
Be conservative, but don't be afraid. Be conservative, but don't be afraid. Be cautious, be security conscious, but don't be afraid. No. You will be provided for. You're okay.
Then thank you, ladies, so much. I am very
and many blessings to you, and keep us posted on how you're doing, Bovina, okay?
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you too. All right, bye bye.
Bye.
You gotta love the dedication of those friggin' Capricorns, man.
Oh yeah.
It's there, something else, man.
They're a pop.
Yep.
They'll get through it.
Yeah.
But this is a really good thing. You know, it's going back and it's gonna go direct and go over her son again, so that it's gonna really, you know, again, like you said, it's trining all her Mars. I know it's a little nerve wracking for some Capricorns like her, but it's gonna work out real well.
Yes. Yes. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello?
Area code 860, you're on the air.
You muted me. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. It's Amala. How are you?
I thought it was you.
How are you doing? I'm doing. It's just like Jacqueline, or sorry, Aphrodite was saying, it's a hot one today, so we're hanging in there.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. So, actually, today I'm looking for a general, so to speak. Who's counting? I am. It's about 6 weeks until September 1st. So I was just wondering what's happening in the next month and a half. Anything strike you or highlighting for my birthday, like what is going on astrology-wise?
Well, what are you going to be doing for your birthday? What city are you going to
be
in?
Well, that's December. It's December. I was just thinking, like, what you guys see in the chart from now until September. You can kind of, because it's kind of been sluggish lately. But I'm getting my second book is coming out October 1st, which is good stuff. And I'm actually in the works for a third one with another person. So things are going well that way. Just my friendships have been really weird lately. They're not following through. I think you were telling me.
I can't find you right off the bat. When is your birthday, hon?
Oh, I'm sorry. 12/16/73.
I already got you then. Okay, and you're still in Connecticut?
Yeah, I thought you... Yes. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Because you said something about September, and I know September things are going to change astrologically above us, but I just want to make sure I was looking at the right chart, honey. Okay.
Okay.
Something
about that.
Got it. Wow. Over the next 6 weeks, you're going to go through your Mars return. Whoa.
Okay, what's that mean? Ooh.
Mars is the planet of action, and it's in Aries, which it rules Aries. It's in its natural placement.
Yes.
So this, and it's going to be in Aries all the way until January 7th of next year. It's going to go forward in Aries. It's going to retrograde through Aries. It's going to turn around and go through Aries again. And in your chart, it's going to your second house of how you earn your daily bread. So as long as you're a go-getter, honey, you've got this handled. What do you think,
okay,
Jacqueline?
Well, I was going to the same area for you, Amla.
Okay.
Just to let you know, this Mars in Aries is pretty impactful, okay? Because
okay,
it's
sure
going to go over it, it's going to retrograde back over it, and it's going to go over it again,
okay?
Okay. Yep. So there's phases to this that are going to occur. You wanted to know the next 6 weeks, and that first
yes
phase is going to start, okay? So things are going to start happening. Okay,
oh,
Mars return
okay
is going to start to make that happen, but don't get caught up if all of a sudden it stops again and you're frustrated at where what block it came in. Because remember, it's going to go over it three times, okay?
Okay.
Not just once, but three times it's going to go over it. So that third time is what you're looking for. So it is climbing that mountain. Remember, it's going to be at the beginning of January, right around January 1st, is your final Mars return that's going to occur.
Okay.
Okay? And so
yes,
January 6th, when it goes out, it's going
yes
to actually stabilize, and there you can go off and running. You'll know what you need to do. You'll know what has to happen. So I'm going to go a little bit bigger than just those few weeks because of this Mars return going back and forth and bouncing back and forth. Okay?
Yes.
Keep your eye on it.
Wow. Okay.
And my moon is in Virgo. Do you have anything that with the Aries being direct in Mars? Is that anything happening, like, during that Virgo time, like August, September? Or
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, and it's in your 8th house of resource management, too, and other people's money. Okay.
Okay.
That point, Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn all go direct within 6 weeks of each other in Capricorn. And they're right around, two of them are around that 23rd degree of your Virgo moon. So they are going to bless you. So you might be a little bit busier than you even want to be, but from the way your chart looks, you're better when you're busy.
Yes, it's true. It's absolutely true. Yeah. And, you know, can I just ask you one thing? You said something in Leo, both of you. Something's in Leo for me. Is that the romance or something? Something in Leo this year. Can you check that out just a second?
The Leo planetary energies, both the sun and the moon are going to be moving through Leo over the next couple of days. And then the sun's going to move through there for about a month. And that's your 7th house of romance and partnerships and even contracts, actually. So it is going to be going into Leo over the next couple of days. Because, see, I was born on July 22nd. If I was born 12 minutes later, I would have been a Leo, but I'm a Cancer sun, okay? And it's going to go through your 7th house in Connecticut, and that can be very good for relationships for you because it's going to oppose and attract to both your Venus, the planet of love, and Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, in Aquarius, in your natal. And so, again, friendship and camaraderie and being independent in a relationship is what you need. You have so many planets in Sag in your birth chart. You have to be very independent in a relationship. They have to trust you. You still want to do what you need to do, and you want them to do what they need to do. So you're looking at a friendship that absolutely just goes romantic. And with Mars in fire right now already too, you're going to end up with a grand trine in fire over the next 30 days. So if you're looking for a relationship or you already have somebody you're thinking about, I would pursue it.
Okay. There's nobody right now, but I'm not worried about that. I want the friendship. I want what you were talking about, Jacqueline. I love that. The other person with the Venus in Aquarius. I totally was listening to you. So I have Venus in Aquarius. That was awesome.
You are
that was awesome.
Venus in Aquarius. So, do it. Yes. And I'll put one more footnote into this when you were talking about that, because Venus is actually getting ready to transit into your 5th house of romance and dating. Venus is in Gemini, so it gives that duality to it. Because it's going to pass over your south node. This is all within the next couple of weeks, okay?
Oh, wow.
You will probably manifest somebody new, I mean somebody old from your past, too, or somebody that feels familiar. Again, remember you're looking for your best friend.
Yes.
It's then going to that Venus is going to pass over Saturn, so don't get caught up in the mystique of the situation or the familiarity of the situation. Let it pass and look for that best friend, okay?
Absolutely. And, I thank you so very much. This is wonderful. Wonderful things to come for me. And happy birthday to you, Aphrodite. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Have some cake for me, and God bless you both. You take good care.
Bless you too, hon. That's great. God bless.
All right. Bye.
Have a sweet night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Sweetness. Oh, my goodness. Sweetness. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Aircraft 415, you're on the air. Hello.
Thank you. Hi, it's Jessica of 716 from New Jersey. I had to call you guys
again.
Hey, girl,
how are you?
Happy birthday again, Aphrodite.
Thank you so much, you guys. You're so sweet. Thank you.
And what city were you on in your birthday a couple days ago?
New York, the New York area. I had a question specifically about relationship, like love life, because this energy has been around me for a couple of weeks now, and it's the anticipation of it. I can feel an energy with me, a male energy with me.
Not surprised.
Where do you work?
Out of my house.
Okay. Now, what do you do out of your house?
Well, I do healing work, and I talk about the whole New World Order, which is all the stuff that's going on now with the virus and the protests, and it's like activism stuff. And I do like videos and just like a lot of like activism stuff, entertainment related, and writing. I write books.
I'm feeling if you're going to create a romantic relationship, it has something to do with what you feel is your mission in this time period, okay? So they would have the same ideas you have as far as the New World Order, as about what can be done, as about being part of a new creation in a way. The way the planets are moving to me, it looks like you're more apt to attract someone who really likes what you're putting out there with your writing and your mission. I don't think it's going to really be able to happen any other way.
Are
so
you seeing
don't be
it
surprised
happening
if you stumble upon that.
Okay. Well, it definitely feels like that. I don't want to get impatient about it, but I feel that energy like right now. So I'm like, okay, let's have him materialize.
I love you, Cardinal folks. You know, I'm a Cardinal one too, so, you know. Yeah, of course, especially my Cancer babies who are so intuitive and so in tune. And every single one of them, it cracks me up because they feel it ahead of time, and then they go, okay, just get it here, just do it. We just need to do this, okay? But the universe gives you time. It gives you a heads up before, okay? You're feeling an energy because your Venus return was the day before your birthday, okay? So you're feeling it because intuitively your Venus is being supercharged as a result. That energy to find that relationship is charged at this point in time and will continue to be because you will keep that through your solar return. It is still within conjunction of it, okay? It is about enjoying the time, okay? Trusting the process that this one's coming in, and I agree with Aphrodite. It's going to be through whatever you're putting out there, whatever the social part of this is that has part of the cause to it, part of that purpose, soul purpose and meaning. It's that passion in you and what you're putting out there about that passion within you that's going to bring this individual to you. It's just about you waiting and keeping being who you are and doing what you are and expect it to come because it's going to come this year. There's no question about it. And this year's solar return, I have no doubt, but it's going to come in its own time and in its own way. So have patience is what I'm trying to tell you, Jessica. Just wait it out.
I'm trying to track it back because when I was married like many years ago, and I remember feeling his energy, and I was trying to remember if it was like 2 or 3 months before I actually met him, but I remember feeling like I was in a relationship, and that's how I feel. Like I almost feel like every time I finish work, I'm like, okay, where's my man? Let's go for a walk. And then it's like, oh, let's just pretend, because I'm walking with his energy.
And that's all you need to do is wait it out. Wait it out, Jessica.
Okay.
Because
I
know you feel it. But
you
got to have that patience. That's a lesson in this is just trusting the process.
Do you think that I met him already?
Let me prepare.
Do you think that I met him already?
No.
Yeah, I'd have to go now.
What's
I can tell you what you need to put out there. I can tell you, one of my brights is telling me to tell you this today, and I don't always do this on the air, but I want to do it for you today. with all the things that you're trying to do and you're trying to promote in the world to make it a better place, you need to put out an invitation for the peaceful warriors to step up at this time of transition. Because you need a peaceful warrior to help you with your mission. If you use those words, you might get more than one person that really wants to talk to you, babe.
Oh, my God,
Gemini.
You're giving me crazy chills.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is still in Gemini, so you could attract two different people. One may only be a friend. The other may be the man you're looking for. But that's okay, because love in any form right now is so needed. Just trust to put that out there, and I think good things are going to come back to you.
Oh, thank you for that blessing. And you are so right, because I talk about the whole warriors of light and peaceful warriors. Like, you were perfect with that message. That's exactly what comes out of my mouth all the time, like every day, several times a day.
My bright's fantastic. Like your bright's. We're in good shape here, honey.
Okay. What was your reasoning behind that you don't think that I've met him already? Because both of you guys said no. Was there a certain transit, something with the stars, something with that?
I think it happens beyond the new moon tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. You agree, Jacqueline, with that?
I do, because that new moon is going to be in conjunction, even though it's still in Cancer, it's still within conjunction of your moon. And I think that's the shift and change. That new moon opens the door for this to occur. Again, remember, your Venus opened up the door first, your solar return opened it second, and now it's going to pass over your moon, okay? So I don't think you've met them yet as a result of that.
Awesome.
I want to say one more thing. I don't know. I don't think you've met this person in this lifetime. Okay?
Right.
I'm not saying that you will not have a soul recognition with this person, because that could happen. Because these retrograde planets in Capricorn are also forming beautiful triumphs to your Mars right now at 29 degrees of Taurus. So you might feel a familiarity even though you've never met the person in this body in this lifetime. Okay?
I know, but I feel really mixed about those things, because that then signals karma, and then you have past lives where probably you killed one another, and I don't want to get into that again.
Sometimes what happens is you made a vow, and war pulled you apart, and you were not able to complete your sacrament, and they've come back to give you what they promised at the original time that you were together in another life. It goes both ways, baby. Don't prejudge it.
Wow.
Don't
give me the smackdown with that. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll listen. Thank you so much,
love
guys. Thank you.
have
a great evening.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Many blessings.
God bless. You too.
All right.
Good
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, they can reach me at my home phone right now, because I'm home more than in my office, at 540-613-1070. And this has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy to be here for you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there for us to give what wisdom we can put together to help you get to your next step or to make your vision happen, telling you when to wait and when to go, go, go. Have a sweet night. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.